Oh, my dear, you're finally home. I thought you would never get here. And you're skinny as ever. Don't worry, though. I've prepared you the best dinner. What's this? Your gym clothes. Oh, my. Well, I'll take care of that. Don't worry. Just sit down at the dinner table and we can start. We can have our usual little enjoyment with the meal as well. What have I prepared this time? And what will I be eating? I'll have a biscuit. I'll have a biscuit. Don't worry. I'm fine. I ate plenty while cooking. Don't give me that look. You know that everything I make is special just for you. And even with everything I feed you, you stay so skinny. Well, no matter. Tonight, we'll correct that. Because tonight, there is so much food on the table. I had to bring in 2 more tables. There, just sit down. And we can start feeding you. We'll start with some sweetbreads. Move on to 6 roast chickens with lobster rolls and some apple pie. Wash it down with some clam chowder. Follow that up with some of that Kansas City barbecue. I had to fly in some special ingredients for that. Oh, and here's some cheesesteaks as well. I've also made some fresh chocolate croissants topped with real whipped cream. And don't forget this pan of lasagna with all handmade ingredients, including the ricotta. And I even made some mandragora stew for you. What's that? You don't know mandragora stew? Let's don't worry about it for now. Moving on. I was able to get some fresh elderberries, so I turned them into a pie, and the leftovers, I made so many pancakes, and I handmade some tamales for you, and some fresh kraken tentacle rolls. I know how you love sushi. Kraken. Yes, it's like octopus. Let's not worry about that for now. So, what would you like to start with first? Because I have another 36 cakes to go through for dessert. You're worried about the oddball foods, like the mandragora stew, aren't you? I just wanted to try a few of the new demon recipes going through the world. You're okay with that, right? You're not too suspicious about anything? Because I love you with all of my heart. And you love me as well, right? Yes, I know. Everything about me since we met has been suspicious, and now... Oh, and you saw my tail? Well, that kind of cinches things, doesn't it? I suppose there's no more use hiding it on you. I suppose I should confess. I am a gluttony demon. And since the whole cataclysm, it's been very difficult. Normally, I would just slip into people's dreams, give them an eating disorder or two, take a little nibble myself, and move on, return home. It wouldn't be so bad, but now, without a home to go back to. Oh, don't worry, I can feed you forever, and you wouldn't gain an ounce, not with my powers. We can enjoy our time together until the day you die. Or, you know, whatever you like. I just enjoy feeding you and cooking for you as long as you like. And our time afterwards is nice too. Honestly though, it's dinner time that I truly enjoy. But as long as I get to stay here and enjoy that dinner time with you and continue to cook for you and, okay, clean as well, then I'll do whatever it takes, my dear. And I will hang on your arm at all of those little engagements you want to take me to. And yes, you can post pictures of me online too if you like. Just please don't kick me out. It's a horrible, cold, starving world out there. And all of these ingredients, I can just generate them infinitely. Your food bill is just... it's zero. You don't have to worry about anything when I'm here. I promise. So, you want to know why you specifically... Well, if I'm to be honest, many generations ago, I fell in love with one of your ancestors, and I've kind of been following your family. That's one of the reasons you've never had a need for food, and why, yes, your grandparents and your parents have always had the all sorts of extra food on the stove at all hours of the day. So, what's your answer? My love? Really? You really mean it? Oh, but, compromise, yes, of course. Alright, I'll try and limit myself. No more of these massive feedings. This one? This will be the last one? Okay, I'll try and keep it to something resembling human normals. They'll still be pretty big meals, though. But hopefully human normal, I promise. 7 or 8 courses, okay. I'll try and hold myself back, but... the thought of trying to fit everything I want to feed you and 7 or 8 courses every night. Plus, you know, breakfast and making a lunch that you can carry to work. Can we start dinner, my love? The anticipation, okay. What else did you want to talk about? More ground rules, okay. Of course, you do so enjoy your time at the gym. And you don't actually do it to lose weight. You noticed long ago that you didn't need to. But, of course, you do it for muscle tone and the look it gives you. This, I think I could learn to enjoy as well. Although, if you bring someone home, please do let me know. I will prepare extra food. Oh yes, holding a dinner party? That is one of my greatest pleasures. Some of my dinner parties? Should I mention some of my greatest achievements were in ancient Greece? Excuse me, I can't help it. Drool a little at how assertive and grown up you've become over the time we've been together. Oh, and now we can begin? Open wide, my dear. Let's begin with... how about the lobster rolls?